And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Are you ready? Learn how to prepare your church for 21st century growth at Pastors Conference hosted by Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. This one-day session is designed for pastors with congregations who are reaching for the manifestation of God's glory during these last days. Pastors Conference will be held on Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Winco, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314. Registration includes continental breakfast, afternoon lunch, and conference materials. The manifestation of God's glory will be poured out on this church. Are you ready?
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Children of God need encouragement. They need to know what this resurrection was for. It is our highest, holiest day. If we were to list the holy days of the Pentecostal or Christian faith in order, it would be Resurrection Day, Good Friday, Christmas, and that's it. Those would be the only days that have significance to us. Satan's holidays, if you will, are Halloween, 4th of July, President's Day, all those days that steer you towards economic collapse. And so we gather here today to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. What does that mean? I think we're still searching for meaning for Resurrection Day. Let me tell you what it's not. It's not new clothes. It's not the pressure of buying new stuff. It's not little chicks, chocolate-covered bunnies, dyed eggs. It's not any of that. It's not a parade on Fifth Avenue. It's not a bonnet. It's not a basket filled with artificial grass. If you are careful in your Christian understanding, you will see that these are tools of the enemy to take your attention away from what this day is all about. Even the changing of the name from resurrection to Easter, a perversion of the word Pascha. That's why in Italian we say Buona Pasqua, and Pasqua means we take the derivative and say Easter, but really it's Passover, because all of this stuff about Jesus, Good Friday and the Holy Week, it all occurs around Passover. And the significance of Passover was that the angel of death passed over the children of Israel when they applied the blood to the doorpost and the lintel. And so you and I celebrate the ultimate Passover, the ultimate Pascha, because of the shed blood of Jesus, the judgment of God passes over us. And we are no longer under God's judgment if we are born again. And so it is imperative that you learn how to live as believers. I don't need to preach to you about hell every week. I don't need to preach the cross every week. I need to tell you how to live as believers, to raise your quality of life, your understanding of life. When you move in spirit dimensions, you find that the conversation and the communication with God is continuous. It is not starting and stopping, starting and stopping, starting and stopping. That's human communication. In the spirit, the conversation, the direction of God is continuous. It never stops. It goes even when you're sleeping. It goes, it goes, it goes, it goes. And so when one stands before the people of God to proclaim his word in a church where the congregation is intentional on searching out the heart of God and connecting with the mind of God to discover his ways, not only his acts, but his ways, there is an ongoing communication where the Spirit of God is aware of your needs and your pains and your pressures, and he attempts to communicate them to his servant at the moment. And there are times when we find ourselves wandering around in this minefield of spiritual enlightenment. I call it a minefield because we have to be very careful that we don't step on the wrong thing at the wrong time. For in prophetic and spiritual and apostolic and pastoral work, timing is the key. So what is it that God wants us to have today with all of us gathered here early on Sunday morning? Why is it so important that Jesus rose from the dead? Why is it so critical to our faith that he rose from the dead? Jesus wasn't the only person to die and get back up. In the Old Testament, we have a couple of folks who died and were raised. We even have a couple of people in the Bible who went to heaven without dying. What makes Jesus' action so significant? He himself even raised a few people from the dead. One, he waited until his body was in decay to raise him. Jesus is the only one to be resurrected. Resurrection means he will never go back to the dead. Everybody else that was raised died. They just died later. But Jesus will never go back to the grave. Why is this so significant? In Matthew chapter 28, it talks about the end of the Sabbath. And it says, as the sun began to rise, the dawning of the first day of the week. And I need to show you what happens when we are overtaken by emotion. Emotion is dangerous. It is necessary. It is necessary for us to connect with each other. The Apostle Paul teaches us that we should rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Therefore, he is saying to us that emotional connection is imperative to your human development. None of us are without emotion. Some people say, oh, well, I'm not an emotional person. Yes, you are. It just depends upon the catalyst for the emotion. Something in your existence can affect you emotionally. Now, you may be slightly cold in your emotional deportment. It may take a little more trigger to get you to an emotional release. But all of us have emotions that are stirred, that are touched, that cause us to have what we call compassion. Compassion is the release of emotion to someone else's need. Now, in our life's walk, there are what I call, and what the Greeks used to call, cathartic moments. These are moments where something comes upon you to the extent where it elicits an emotional response. You ever cry for what seems to be no reason? There is a reason. And I guarantee you that the thing that caused the tears at that moment is not really why you're crying. That thing was just the trigger for what has been in there for a while. You tried to push it down. You tried to eliminate it through maybe some mind power or some reassessment of your psyche. And it didn't work. You just get to the place where you say, people who are normally in touch with their emotions will say things such as, I'm full. Usually when a person says, I can't take anymore, what they're saying is their emotional bank is so full that if anything else comes, they're going to feel like they're losing it. Well, put yourself in the position of the people who loved Jesus. And for the past week, you have undergone an emotionally traumatic experience. A week ago on Sunday, he came into Jerusalem fulfilling the prophecy of Jeremiah on a donkey, and folk were congratulating him. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. How does your, what's your emotional response? Yes, my Jesus is being lifted. And to those who were ignorant of prophetic words, they looked at Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem as a sign of hope. He's finally going to free us from Roman dictatorship. Imagine how you feel when the king, quote unquote, is coming into town to bring the power of God, and what he does violates religious order. Isn't it amazing that Jesus chose that moment to challenge the religious rule of the Pharisees? At the height of his ministerial acceptance, he decides to slap the Pharisees in the face and challenge the use of the temple. He is, without a doubt, the most controversial person to ever get up in the morning. He knows now, after so-called Palm Sunday, he knows we got to speed this thing up. I don't have time for miracles anymore. If you haven't gotten it by now, it's too late. So I'm not doing any more miracles. Right now, what I'm doing is focusing on my purpose. I don't even have time to give you guys any more parables. If you guys haven't gotten the message by now, it's just too late. So you're just going to have to learn how to make it without me being here. If you think you're deep and you're like always in the Word, now listen carefully, and you've made a religion out of studying the Bible, you are missing the essence of Christianity. Jesus did not come to get you so word rich that you're spirit ignorant. We can become so wrapped up in our theology that we miss the purpose of Jesus's coming, which was not to fill you with the Word, but to introduce you to God.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
4317A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Are you ready? Learn how to prepare your church for 21st century growth at Pastors Conference hosted by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. This one-day session is designed for pastors with congregations who are reaching for the manifestation of God's glory during these last days. Pastors Conference will be held on Saturday, July 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Wincote, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314. Registration includes continental breakfast, afternoon lunch, and conference materials. The manifestation of God's glory will be poured out on this church. Are you ready?